Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Money and Change with Stu Scheer. Anyway, I am Michael Bayhaus, the producer. You can come on over to Trim Radio Network. You can listen in, you can message us, and we have some great merchandise right there online, and it helps us stay on the air, and we'd love to see you in it. Anyway, we have some great other things going on. Lots of areas for new shows and everything else. If you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us. We'll show you how easy it is to do, and we'd love to have you on the team. Anyway, the opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise, and that includes any health and medical professional information as well. And we expressly deny any and all legalities resulting from damages therein. Anyway, we have a call in number 803-866-1667, 803-866-1667. And this song right here, hey, that's Jesse J, and that is covered under our BMI music license. And that is 6105-1658. And without further ado, I am going to hand you on over to Stu.
Hey, Michael. Boy, I'll tell you what. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. I know a lot of people out there had a good Thanksgiving, and then the next day was Black Friday. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But first, guys, we've got to do my disclaimer. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Boy, I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. Did you go out and spend a lot of money on Black Friday? Or have you been watching your pennies? You know, we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a little bit. And plus a lot of other things that are coming up. And I'll tell you what, I didn't notice a lot of people shopping in my community on Black Friday. So I went out today. And what did I see? Not very many people shopping on Sunday afternoon, which means we may have an economic problem here. But before we get going, hey, guys, I always have to do shout outs and everything because, you know, we've got some really good people. And I've got to talk to you a little bit about some books that I have purchased. And I'm doing my reading on that, my due diligence. But first, we have to talk about the Trim Radio Network. Check us out. It's trimradio.com. And we've got a lot of different shows that are out there. Fishing in Florida with Rascala Stefan. We've got Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Facebook. And also right here on the Trim Radio Network, we also have the Nixie Weekly Music Countdown. Also, the Natural Marketer Podcast, Offsides, the Slobber Knocker Talk Show, the Take Point 22 Radio Show, My World on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock. And we've also got the Brighter Life Show, the Bend, the Spiritual Freedom Show, and Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. And I know, Rascala, if you're listening, would you please give me the green pill instead of the red pill or the blue pill? You know, just something different. You know, the green pill would work really good, especially if it produces more green in my wallet, if you know what I mean. Well, anyhow, guys, check us out. We know we've got a show that Michael does, Talking with God, and he's going to be on, I believe it's on Wednesdays. So you want to check the different shows and what's going on. And we have a lot of fun doing it. So if you want to get into podcasting, join us with Trim Radio Network, and we will work with you and explain what you need to do your own show. Wow, speaking of shows, I've done this one for over 11 years, basically 11 and a half years. I can't believe it. Yeah, Michael and I have worked through part of it, and we worked on another network, and now we're on this one, and we're enjoying it. We're having a lot of fun, and we don't get paid. I'm doing this as a community service. It's my donation back to society, and that's what I want to do. I don't want to make any money. I don't need to. So with that, you know, big tip of the hat to Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. A big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu, located in Findlay, Ohio. It's a Division II NCAA school. But I'll tell you what, they're Division I big time with all of the programs that they have for students. If you go to the University of Findlay, you can get a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or a doctoral degree, and they mean something. Very good jobs. Pharmacy, how about that one? You get a doctor of pharmacy there. You also get a doctorate in physical therapy and a host of other degrees. It's a good school. If it wasn't a good school, I wouldn't recommend it. Trust me. And I've been to a bunch of schools. Somebody asked me one time, they said, how many schools have you been to? And I said, I think six. I have two degrees, but I went to six schools. A lot of it was additional training after my master's degree. So, you know, University of Findlay is tops. Matter of fact, they sent me a gold award thing for a person that supports their programs. And we've always done promos on the show for the University of Findlay. It's a great place. Nice campus, nice facilities. If you're interested in hazardous materials training, they have an excellent school up there. Matter of fact, that's one of the three campuses in Findlay. If you like equestrian studies, that's another one. That and pre-veterinarian. They have an excellent campus there for that, plus the main campus, which houses the all the other coursework and the sports facilities. And they're dotted around the city of Findlay, and baseball's in a different area. Basketball and football are close-knit, I'll put it that way. It's a great facility. You have to check it out. Reasonably priced, and they do give out scholarships. So you want to check that out. It's University of Findlay, www.findlay.edu. And oh, by the way, basketball season is starting. And I'll be going up there several times to visit. So I always make a habit of that. Well, we have another one, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. And I'll tell you what, Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens does an excellent job. Both Michael and I bought our pens from Phil, and they are beautiful. And when they come out of the facility there, they are just beautiful. He's got a great Second Amendment pen, two different designs on that pen. And he has other pens available. He does custom work for people that have colleges, universities, high schools, grade schools, businesses. If you have a presentation pen that you want to give to one of your supporters or one of your big clients, contact Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. It's RUSTYDUK apostrophe S, Custom Pens and Blanks. The blanks are the center part. And he will do that to your specifications. And then you can finish off your own center section, the blank section, when he finishes the production of it. great, great, great pens. Trust me, they're all in the cross pen frame, if you know what I mean. Okay, big shout out to Money and Change. It's here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And we go from 7 to 8, and we cover a lot of different things. And I've been doing this for, like I said, over 11 and a half years. I can't believe April will be my 12th year doing this. I can't believe it. Well, anyhow, that'll be 12 years coming up in April. Also, we have My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever. And I'll tell you what, that's Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And we do a really good job on that show. We can talk about just about anything. And I can talk about different people and preparing and doing all kinds of stuff. I love doing that. And we kind of lay back on that. If it's Halloween, we talk about Halloween. If it's Thanksgiving, we talk about Thanksgiving. If it's Christmas, we talk about Christmas and other holidays. I mean, we just have a good time there. And it's laid back. You know, and I can do some jokes and funny things. And that's a good thing. But check us out, My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. A big shout out to the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista on YouTube. Fantastic people I've known for quite a while. You got to follow their shows. They have some really good stuff. And, oh, if you have arthritic issues, I think they have a possible cure for that. And it's a plant I've never heard of. It's called moringa. I've never heard of it before. But Brad brought it up and it solved his problem. And that's fantastic. Big Family Homestead, Brad and Krista. Also the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. And, you know, they're going through a drought down in Wiggins, Mississippi. And they have two farms down there. And water's a problem. And hopefully they can get some rain later on this month and next down there and hopefully fill the ponds back up. They don't talk about farming all the time. They talk about all kinds of things. And they get into economics sometimes. They get into a lot of other subjects that I normally don't cover, but you want to check it out. Danny and Wanda King, Deep South Homestead. Also, Southern Prepper 1 with Dave Kober. You got to check out Dave with his boots on the ground. People send him information about the economy and things going on. I've known Dave for probably 15 years, and he likes to talk on the phone. He doesn't like emails, but he does take emails, but he likes to talk one-on-one on the phone. We've done that a few times. So check him out, Southern Prepper 1, Dave Kobler with Boots on the Ground. Also, Prepper Nurse 1, Ed Carswell, he's down in West Virginia. And he's busy building his deep down bunker root cellar. And he's doing it by hand. And he's actually using some type of a drill to build this thing. And I think he's down about 10 or 12 feet. And now he's digging back into the hillside. It's something I wouldn't do. I would just get a backhoe, dig a hole, put in my necessary stuff and cover it back up. But yeah, he's doing it the hard way, which is probably the better way. Also, check out Nate at Canadian Prepper. And Nate's always a gloom and doom type guy. He always talks about prepping. And he's a good guy, though. A lot of good information. Hey, I've got some other stuff going on. Appalachian Homestead with Patara. And you have to check her out. I mean, she's a good home type girl. She likes to sit and enjoy life. And she has a little farm with her animals and her goats and all this kind of stuff. And she's not too far from Knoxville, Tennessee. But she talks about shopping and basically prepping. And she always talks about keeping your head on a swivel when you go out shopping, because right now economic times are not that good, and what you run into can be possibly theft, people breaking into cars, getting mugged, different things. I've been to Nashville a few times, and Knoxville. I get them confused. I've been to Nashville too. I've been to Knoxville and University of Tennessee, different places there. It's a nice area. But then you go down to Sevierville. Some people call it Sevierville because it severely affects your wallet when you go down there, going to all the shops. And Pigeon Forge, there's a lot of places down there. It's a good way to get rid of your hard-earned money. And in these days, it gets difficult. You know, when I go out and I start looking at different places and I go out shopping, I'm looking at everything and I'm thinking, oh, brother, these prices are going up. And then they have a special. And I thought, well, let's see how good the special is. Well, the special was basically the same number with different marketing labels and so forth on it. It really wasn't special, was it? And I like to go out and just shop different places to see what's available. And I noticed that Big Lots has more cars than Wally World, if you know what I mean. You know, Walmart. And they were doing quite some business today. So keep your head on a swivel and make sure that your wallet is secure. And you know what you're doing, okay? Please. I've got some stuff to talk about here. Dave Kobler has a new book. It's called United We Stand, and it's done by J.D. Dutra as a co-writer with it. And it does a really good job building your emergency preparedness network. I bought that book, and I'm in the process of reading it. He's got a lot of good tips in the book itself. It's a really good deal. Another good one is called The Provident Prepper, A Common Sense Guide to Preparing for Emergencies and Protect Your Family. It's done by Kyleen and Jonathan Jones out in Utah. This book is fantastic. I've been reading through this. A lot of good stuff. Pictures, the whole bit. I like pictures. Anyhow, this book is really good, and I've seen their videos on YouTube, and Kyleen and Jonathan do an excellent job, and they talk about all kinds of prepping. She's a nurse or a retired nurse, one of the two, and he's an engineer, and they do a lot of different things. They talk the talk and walk the walk, and excellent, excellent book. And then I had a surprise from him. I sent him a notice. I said, hey, I bought your book. And I got it in last week, and I was looking at it. And it comes from Cedar Fort Publishing and Media. And I got it on Amazon. It's a good book. But I had a big surprise. I received an email from Kyleen, and she says, surprise, you're a winner. Winner, you get a free autographed book. I'm like, oh wow, I've only had a couple of autographed books before, and this one will go in with my collection of autographed books. This is really, really great. I really appreciate it if you guys are listening, because I'll tell you what, it's a darn good book. Everybody should have it. I'm not plugging it to make money for me. I don't do that. I'm just saying, get the book, okay? Hey, if you go to the Money and Change / Financially Prep page on Facebook, I've been posting a whole bunch of stuff today. Me and my fingers were so busy, and I was trying to get a whole bunch of information for the show, and I'd look for it during the week, and then I go back to get it, and somehow it disappears. I try to print the stuff off when I can, and then I will go back and reset my computer screen so I can look at you while I'm going through stuff. And today I posted a Dear Santa, and we'll talk about that. Can I pay later this year? BNPL, you know what that means? We'll talk about it. Also, how will America's economy fare in 2024? Don't ask a forecaster. How do you think it's going to go? Can I organize my way into lower tax liabilities? You'll have to read through that one. I got it at finance.yahoo.com. And you might be able to lower your taxes using their advice. Also, there was another one, to buy or not to buy. That is the question. Bank of America reveals rent is cheaper than mortgages in all but two of 97 major metros. Besides, the interest is up. How much do I have to make to file taxes? Hey, that's another thing I got from Yahoo Finance. Check it out. You'll have to read that. I've posted a lot of different things, and one was John Rubino, U.S. Financial Death Spiral. And he, like a lot of other people, are saying, hey, things are going to spiral down. And will we have a financial crash? I don't know. Will we have a financial calamity? More than likely. Will the dollar be worth what it is now? Maybe, maybe not. It might even go lower. Patara had a good one. Her thing is, this is horrendous. All deflation prices are up over last year. You ever go to Aldi's? I go there, and they have pretty good produce and things, and they have things that you wouldn't typically find at places like Walmart, better known around my neck of the woods as Wally World, or Kroger's, or, you know, places like that. Even Meijer's, they have different things. And they were talking about the difference in prices for chili and all kinds of stuff. So check that one out. That video is available at our page. How about 15 items that will disappear from the store shelves next month? And if that was on YouTube, I put that to the site, out of stock. You have to take a look at it. You really do. Another one, how banks work in 12 minutes. Your money at risk. Check those out on Money and Change / Financially Prepped, please. It might help you out. Well, hey, guys, did you know that small retailers support millions of jobs in the U.S.? There was a report on Zero Hedge, and I was looking at that. And according to American Express in 2010, an official correspondence by the Small Business Administration, or the SBA, since 2011, Small Business Saturday has become a staple of the holidays shopping season in the United States. Founded to support local and independent businesses who have had a hard time competing with large corporations on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, there's a group called Statista, and Felix Richter reported that Small Business Saturday drove an estimated $17.9 billion in spending at independent retailers and restaurants last year. And according to the 2022 Small Business Saturday Consumer Insight Survey, that's what they said. What are they going to be doing this year? Have you noticed a lot of people spending a lot of money? I was at a restaurant, and one of the people I know that works there, she said, oh, I spent $400 for Thanksgiving. I'm like, what? $400 for Thanksgiving? What are you having, the entire OSU football team? $400. And she wasn't done. That's a little expensive, isn't it? Well, the small retailers, you know, they support millions of jobs in the U.S. And if you take a look at Statista's report, less than five employees, basically, you have almost 800,000 people. 5 to 9 employees, they employ between 1 and 60.61 million. 10 to 19 employees, we've got 2.17 million. 20 to 49 employees, we've got 2.95 million. 100 to 249 is 3.54 million. And 250 to 499 employees, that's 1.82 million, according to Statista. And almost 10 million retail employees work at establishments with less than 100 employees in 2021. Remember the COVID bug, the Wuhan flu, jab jaundice, however you want to call it. Small businesses and small retailers are it. Shop locally, please. Shop locally and support your local guys because they need your help. Maybe that's why I don't eat at the big corporate stores. I like to go to the local mom and pops. Get pretty good food there at a reasonable price. Well, hey, on Black Friday, could yesterday be a harbinger of tapped out consumer? Well, this was posted yesterday, but could you imagine that? Could it be a harbinger of a tapped out consumer? Well, Charles Hugh Smith of Two Minds blog, he said, if Black Friday is a bust, it may be a harbinger of what the mainstream has long considered impossible. The American consumer is well and truly tapped out. It's like going to Vegas and you gamble and you come home and you go to meet your buddies for lunch and you walk in and your pockets are turned inside out, flapping out in the breeze. And they say, did you win anything? What's it look like? Who's going to buy my lunch? Hey, it's out there. It's out there. And on Charles Hugh Smith's report, he said, could Black Friday be a complete bust this year? Let's explore the potential sources of a Black Flag Friday. And Black flags are used to denote mourning, as in state funerals. And warn of danger, for example, Black flags posted at beaches mean don't get in the water. Well, drivers in auto races who receive black flags must return to the pit. The race is over. Well, according to the report, he has several different exhibits. And exhibit one is the Federal Reserve, which stated the bottom 80% of American households have fewer financial resources than they did pre-pandemic. Do you know people that are taking and putting their money on credit cards? They're buying with credit cards all the time, and they're just paying the interest. They're not paying off the principal. That gets scary. They get deeper and deeper and deeper in debt. And those credit cards, some have 7%, some have 14%, some have 21%, or up to 27% interest. You're digging yourself in a hole and you've got to stop using the card and start using cash. Cash is still king. Live beneath your means. That means if you got Netflix, do you need it? If not, get rid of it. If you have cable TV and your bill is $300 a month and you don't watch all those shows, get a smaller package or do away with it altogether and use something like Hulu, or there are other kinds out there for a lot less money, even free. But people are spending less. The second thing is there was a report that indicated half of employed consumers have side jobs. They said side gigs. Well, if you're a musician, you have a gig, that's a job. And side gigs help erase paycheck to paycheck customers' financial stress. But what are you doing? You're working two jobs to get the income for one job. And if you're just working at Wendy's and then you go to Arby's, or then you go to a third job or a fourth job and you get about 3 or 4 hours sleep a night, is that really helping you out? I can see one or two jobs, but I was lucky. I supervised over 60 restaurants. That's a 6 and a 0. And I was lucky to do that. And it was also college and university feeding and federal facilities and so forth. It was a fun job. I liked it. And luckily, I didn't live paycheck to paycheck. I wasn't making real big money, but I was doing okay. The third thing is the revenge spending splurge on vacations and other luxuries have already depleted savings and boosted credit card balances. You know, you go on vacation, you want to, I want to do this. I want to go here. I want to go on this tour. I want to go over to these shops. I want to go to the outlet malls. Oh, the credit card comes out. And you do all this spending. You're not keeping track of stuff. And you go home and you get the bill. And you're going, $4,000 on my credit card. How am I going to pay that off? You should have thought of things. That's why cash is king. Okay? Cash is king if you can do it. Here's a little hint. I've always said this for now almost 11 and a half years. And some people get tired of me saying it, but it's true. Pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food, whether it's canned, freeze-dried, or whatever. Make sure you can purify and store water. Why? What happens if the electricity goes out? How are you going to get your water? Do you have spare water at home? Can you purify water? Do you have a Berkey water filter? Those are always good. Alexa Pure is the same thing. I mean, it's just a different manufacturer. Do you have enough medications? Do you have vitamins? Do you have mineral supplements? Do you have the appropriate clothing for the weather? Hey, it's getting cold here right now in Ohio, right where I'm at right now. It's 45 degrees. It's supposed to get colder, and by tomorrow, we may have slight snow. But it's getting colder out there, so you have to have the right clothing. Do you have things to heat your house? What happens if your furnace goes out? Do you have camping candles? Do you have kerosene heaters? Things to think about, guys. And I know you say, you've been talking about this for 11 years, 11 and a half years. You're beating a dead horse. Well, guess what? I hate to say I told you so. And when the stuff hits the fan and you're not prepped, you haven't read The Provident Prepper by Kylene and Jonathan, you could be in a world of hurt. And I want to help people. I don't want people to suffer. Another article that was there, Dear Santa, can I pay later this year? An estimated buy now, pay later online spending in the U.S. in November and December. BNPL, buy now, pay later. Oh, it's always great. You know, they say, oh, you can pay this off in 6 months. Or no payments, and you have 6 months to pay. And if you're one day late, you get socked with all kinds of interest. You want to take that chance? You know, one time I fell for that with furniture. I wanted to get new furniture. Buy now, pay later. Okay, so I bought it now. I had 6 months to pay. And I went in 2 months later with a check for everything in full. They gave me the dirtiest look. The check was good. It's not going to bounce. It's not made of rubber. But they wanted that interest. They were thinking that, oh man, he's going to forget. And then at the end of the 6 months, he's going to have this bill come due for, I don't know, $2,000 worth of furniture, $3,000 worth of furniture, and all the interest. Pay it off. And if you can't make it in one payment, do a couple of payments. That's the best way to do it. But buy now and pay later, that is going to be difficult, gang. You know, a statistic was saying in 2021, $12.8 billion online spending in November and December. In 2022, it was $14.5 billion. And they're saying for 2023, $17 billion. Can you imagine that? What do I do when I get a bill from Amazon, let's say? I pay it off. I write a check and pay it off. How can you do that? My house is paid off. My car was bought with cash. There's money to take care of bills. And I pay my credit cards down. If it's a really big bill, I'll make two payments. I'll take a hit on a little bit of interest. If not, guess what? I'll pay the whole thing off. Why? Because you manage your money. You don't get into debt. And that's the best way to do it, guys. If you can do it, how do you put away, let's say you only make $200 every 2 weeks. So that's $400 a month. And your rent is $200. So that gives you $200 more at the end that you can spend for different things. So you have food, you subtract your food out of that, everything else. And let's say at the end, if you're really, really, really good with your money and you don't eat out a lot, and you don't buy and have steaks every day of the week, you have $50 left over. Put it in a savings account. Save it. Earn some interest on it if you can get interest. Or turn that into a certificate of deposit, which is interesting. I just got contacted by my bank, and he said, guess what? I can give you 5%, 13 months, 5.1% for 17 months. And I thought about it and I talked to him. I said, look, I'll only go, you know, a year max because I don't know how the economy is going to be. And I don't know how I want to tie my money up for more than a year. For just a tenth of a percent interest. And we have discussions about that. And I said, look, when you guys come up with a CD, certificate of deposit, for 10% interest, call me. I'll take a jump at it really quick. So every time I go into the bank, either to cash a check or check on something, I'll say, when's that 10% interest going to happen? And they just laugh and they know I'm kidding. Great bunch of people where I bank. I mean, they're great. It's not a big bank either. It's not a big regional bank. And that's what makes it great because they work with you. They're very good people, what they do. A regional bank, sometimes you're just a face, a number. They don't care. and they're in trouble. I think, what was it, a couple months back, I talked about the 12 banks that were in trouble. And they were all big banks that didn't learn a lesson during the toxic relief program. You can go back and check that stuff out. Hey, did you know that retirees are going to take a steep hike in prescription premiums in 2024? You know, I think we have until the middle of December to decide if you're on Medicare. An article came out, Amy Dockney from the Epoch Times came out with one, and it said, retired Americans enrolled in Medicare's Part D prescription coverage could see their premiums increase by 42 to 57%. That was according to HealthView Services. And early indicators show significant cost hikes for retirees in the five states with the largest senior population. And this is different from an earlier report projecting slight premium declines across Part D plans. That's scary. People don't have a lot of money. Well, here are the states, according to that report. The projected 2024 premiums are $1,404 in California, $1,246 in Florida, $1,154 in Texas, $1,469 in New York, and $1,189 in Pennsylvania. This represents an average increase ranging from $269 in Texas to $510 in New York. Well, what's driving the increase? Well, the key driver, according to the report, of projected premium hikes is a change in the Inflation Reduction Act, lowering the maximum out-of-pocket spending cap for the Medicare Part D prescriptions from $7,050 in 2023 to $2,000 in 2025. This will reduce copays for some, especially those with chronic conditions. However, financial liability will shift to insurers expected to cover 60 to 80% of costs once patients hit the new $2,000 cap. Oh, yeah. And then how much of a COLA, cost of living adjustment, do we get? Nothing. It's going to get scary. I'm lucky on the plan that I have because all I do is I pay for it up front and then I turn that in to the insurance company and they reimburse me. I have a very good medical plan. Very good medical plan. And I know my costs will go up, but I don't think they'll go up that much. And if they do, hey, I'll tell you on the show. Hey, have you ever gone to usdebtclock.org? You know, I talk about it from time to time. You need to check it out, usdebtclock.org. National debt right now is $33,798,520,000,000. It just turned over to $800,000. That's $100,586 per citizen. And per taxpayer, payer is $259,417. Somebody's going to tell the feds to quit spending our money. They're wasting it. They're giving it away. Somebody said they were paying $600 a night at some posh hotel for illegal aliens, or like they like to say, undocumented. I don't know what they're paying, but it tells me that there's a problem. And politicians like to spend our money. And the only thing I can think is they want to crash the system so they can start over because they've screwed up so badly. We'll see. If the dollar crashes, blame the politicians. If we have a bad recession, blame the politicians. If we go into a depression, blame the politicians. I'm just saying. You know, the U.S. Federal Reserve, the U.S. federal tax revenue is at $4 trillion. We're spending $33 trillion, almost $34 trillion, and we're only getting in $4 trillion. Right now it's $4,413,158,000,000, almost $700,000. And the revenue per citizen is about $13,190. Oh, yeah. And you got income tax revenue, payroll tax revenue, excise tax. How many taxes do you pay a year? In Ohio, we don't have a death tax, so that's a good thing. But you have all these other taxes. And why do you pay that 0.9% or of a cent for gasoline? Why is it 0.9? Why can't they just bump it up to a whole penny and let it go at that? This 0.9 business, it just bothers the heck out of me. You ever wonder which countries own the most U.S. debt? In early 2023, foreign investors owned nearly a quarter of all U.S. debt. And I don't know what our latest debt thing is. I think it was 1.3%. Or no, it was 130% overspent. I'll move that decimal point a few places. Well, the U.S. government owes trillions of dollars in debt to foreign entities. A lot of countries will buy the U.S. Treasury bonds and other securities. And there are certain countries that own a lot of debt. According to one of the charts I'm looking at right now, Japan owns about $1.4 trillion in U.S. debt. China's off the charts. They're probably about $2 trillion or $3 trillion in debt. That they bought from the U.S. United Kingdom is a little bit over $600 billion. Little Belgium is probably about $350 billion. Little tiny Luxembourg. I actually know somebody that lives there. They used to work for me. And travel guide in Luxembourg. And that's probably about $311 billion, according to the chart. And they own that debt. Even Switzerland owns $290 trillion. Cayman Islands, $285 trillion. Billion. Those are billions. Canada, $254 billion. Ireland, $253 billion. Even Taiwan is $234.6 billion. Wow. And they buy our debt. And then we buy their junk products. We don't make anything hardly here anymore. That's a bad thing to run into. You know, people were talking about this central bank digital coins and all the money will be turned into digital money. You can't hold it in your hand. You can spend it if they decide to give it to you. It's all about control, people. There was an article in Zero Hedge, Zurich, Switzerland issues digital bond using wholesale CBDCs. It's going to get nasty out there with this stuff. I would rather have it in my hand, whether it's gold, whether it's silver, whether it's platinum, whether it's in coins or bullion bars or however you want to do it. You can touch it. It's not like you go out and you get Bitcoin. Can you touch Bitcoin? No. It's just digital ones and zeros in a wallet. If you can't touch it, if you can't hold it, look at it, it's not worth anything. And here they want to move everybody to a central bank digital coin. And with that, control your money. That's not good, in my opinion. And I think other people go along with it too. You know, Germany had some creative accounting, according to Rabobank, R-A-B-O-B-A-N-K. And Eric Jan van Harn is a strategist. And the summary of the whole thing was the top court in Karlsruhe has now overruled the German government on relabeling euros 60 billion in COVID funds, which directly puts projects championed by the coalition at risk. There are risks to the survival of the traffic light coalition, whatever that is. The ruling court call other funds, particularly the WSF, into question as well. Oh, creative accounting. You know, I think here in the States, if you get caught doing creative accounting, I think you go to jail. Would that happen with politicians? I don't know. Maybe they ought to. Well, how does America's economy fare in 2024? I've been looking at all of that and trying to figure it out. And The Economist came out with something, and I'm still trying to get the rest of the information. But they said that November brings with it the beginning of the end of the year, and the first frost signals winter has arrived. And Thanksgiving marks the start of the holiday season, and from the hallowed halls of every large investment bank come pages and pages of Outlook research. Well, Goldman Sachs, they're saying a 2% or less than a 2% increase. UBS, I believe that's United Bank of Scotland, is a little bit over 1.6%. Morgan Stanley is taking a deep dive. It's below 1.4%. And Bank of America is lower than that, according to the chart that I'm looking at. It may not be a good year, guys. So if you have some spare change, some spare money to put aside, instead of buying fiat currency, you might want to look at buying food, your medicine. You might want to look at getting silver Eagle coins or other silver coins, or even some gold in 1/10 ounce pieces. 1/10 ounce pieces, you can use that for barter if everything goes down the tubes. Gold right now is at $2,015.80 an ounce. It's gone up $10.50 as we have talked. Silver is at $24.55. It's gone up 70 cents or 2.5%. And platinum is at $951.10, according to APMEX investment. And it's gone up 0.9%. And palladium, they use that in industrial use. And you can only get that in Russia. That's $18.90 or $1.78%. Talk about numbers. Wow. Why do you get precious metals? It's a hedge on calamity. It's a hedge on calamity. Because gold is going to continue to go up as the economy worsens and worsens and worsens. Gold is going to go up. People will buy it and store it. The same thing with silver. Now, silver is poor man's gold from all the research that I've done. And $24.25 an ounce is one thing, but due to its scarcity, they're charging premiums. And for example, you can get them now for $31 and a penny. That's as low as you can get a 1 ounce silver Eagle. If you want to get a tube of Eagles, there's 20 to a tube. It's $630.20, as low as. But you see, when you get into that, the number of tubes that you get will drop it. So between one and four tubes, according to APMX's chart, it's $660.20 per tube. More than five tubes, it goes down to $650.20. How do you want to do it? Do you want to pay down your debt first? Get some long-term food, start getting good canned foods, and get canned vegetables, canned meat. Keystone is what I recommend. It's good stuff. Besides that, Keystone's up in Lima, Ohio. It's only about 45 minutes north of me, and I can probably go up there and buy a case of it just about any time they're open. And it's good stuff. And the last count I looked at was something like $9 to $10 a can, a large can. It's expensive. But if you need meat, canned meat is a good thing because it's good for 4 or 5 years at least. So you want to check into that. Well, hey, guys, I'll tell you what. That's about all I've got for Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out because I post there every week and put a lot of information up there. You can also catch the replays that we have in Trim Radio. Also, check into buying The Provident Prepper, A Common Sense Guide to Preparing for Emergencies by Kyle and Jonathan Jones. Please, it's on Amazon. Also, check out United We Stand by Dave Kobler. Please, it'll help you in the long run.
All right.
Well, Steve. Michael, that's all I have for this week.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, tonight we didn't get a chance to do Life Walk with Christ God. It'll be tomorrow night, and it'll come on at 7 o'clock. So tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Life Walk with Christ God. That'll be on. Usually we have that on Sunday at 5 o'clock, 5:30, right around then. But it will be on tomorrow night. So if you tune in, please join us for that. We are going into the book of Ruth, which is a wonderful book. In the Old Testament, and just absolutely fantastic. Anyway, with that, I'm glad that everyone had a very safe and happy holiday. We have some changes that are coming up on Trim Radio Network. Pretty soon, we are going to have a program that we are going to be able to stream on, not only on Trim Radio, but what it'll do is it will send you a link. So if you click into Money and Change or My World or Take Point 22 or one of the other many programs that we have, it will automatically connect you back on over to the Trim Radio Network where we can stream and do things live right there. So we've got some really cool things going on. You'll still be able to find us on our Facebook pages, and it'll just redirect you right on over to Trim, which is really nice and convenient for everybody. But you know what? That's stuff that's coming up in the future. So we've got a lot of things that we're trying to do and implement, trying to grow. So that's one of the good things that we do. Anyway, with that, I hope everyone enjoyed themselves tonight. And thank you, Stu. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure.
It's a pleasure.
All right.
And an honor.
We will see you all later. God bless. See ya. Have a great week. Okay, guys? And with that, we are out of here.